as Mr. Kingsley this morning, you didn't need a newspaper or a local to find out what was going on.
This pub was open. This pub was open 6 o'clock in the morning, and that's where they all met, and they done their deals there.
Why? You see, there were no chambers such.
And you see,
it was all hard.
And I've heard that was called a treat.
Why? There was democracy and
treat. You know, I'll treat you, and you treat me.
That's right. Oh, aye, that's right. Aye.
And generally at that time, Ken, correct me if I'm wrong. The beef cattle coming up had to be around about 1,000 weight. If they were over 1,000 weight, they were too heavy, and if they were under 900 weight, they were too light. And those the cattlemen could have told to within a couple of pounds. The weight of those.
How would that weight compare to a limousine bullock now?
Yes. Oh, they've been doped, for goodness sake.
They would have been.
That'd go to a store. The big heavy bullock was a 10, as Randall said, a 1,000 was heavy, and 1,100 was a mountain. Now, for goodness sake, 1,800 bullocks, you know what?
But they weren't good meat. Had to be that meat there to go on the table.
Well, that's right.
And what breeds do you?
Well, it was the local Shorthorn, Angus,
Aberdeen,
Frisian. That was just the local beef breeds. Now they're coming back. They're coming back. That was the best beef ever anybody had in the butcher's block, was the Angus bull and the Frisian heifer. That mixture. The Frisian was the Angus was small on the bone, beautiful beef, and the Frisian was nice coloured beef, that type of thing.
And you knew they were hung well, Ken.
They had to be. My father was nearly 2 weeks before he allowed you to put a knife in an animal.
The actual fat in the beef had gone yellow, and that was the best. In those days, it was good beef.
Aye.
So the auctioneer would be a bit of an expert as well, then.